This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, dear friends. Good morning. Such a beautiful, beautiful morning. Maybe we should see outside the bright sunshine. But it just made me so happy to come to this beautiful museum. Oh, it makes me, again, I am saying happy. For a long time, we haven't visited museum, and we are coming back again. Okay, so here I am in front of this piece of painting by Max Field Parrish. I think this is a new piece of painting, or the museum rotating from time to time, or I ignored or didn't notice it. But this is exactly the style I profoundly love, cherish, and admire. This is an American artist, Max Field Parrish, and I definitely will go to library, get more of his book. You can see a lot of his book, and I love this style. The painting is very smooth. The color is very well blended. As you can see, this is a Snow White from Gelin Tonghua Grimm's fairy tale. And the smoothness of the skin and the color tone of the skin shows the beauty of Snow White. And in contrast, this little guy is the dwarf. And at the very first I was thinking this was the sorcière. No, this was just the dwarf. Maybe not the most glamorous face, good-looking face, but it shows something much more profound than a good-looking face. I think this is purposely chosen to paint not a naive face, not an innocent face, not a cute face, but a face of originality, integrity. Those are empty words. The face that is very unique. In contrast, pool, the beautiful, smooth, charming face of Snow White. They are both good people, good, kind, sincere, but have different face, different appearance, which in the core are good, in the essence are beautiful. That is so thought-provoking, and I like this particular style because there is a mastery of human shape, not only human shape, but also human emotion and expression. It is absolutely mastered. He wanted to show beauty, show purity. Here you are. He wanted to show smoothness, swiftness, and the solidness of a hand stroke. Here you are. And in contrast, another contrast is the background. The background is rigid and rough, especially these pine trees with a lot of paint on it. It's very expressive, but still controlled expressive. Wow, this is, I love this painting. I will go back to search Maxfield Parrish painting. Maybe we will do a library reading of these beautiful artworks. Wow. Wow. Just wow. Green. Bluish green, bluish green, bluish green. Okay, let's see an outfit of the day. Look at it. Look at outside. I am so happy. I am so happy. Okay. I feel so good. I feel so fortunate. So this is a Tuesday morning. And San Francisco Museum of Fine Art, Legend d'Honneur in Golden Gate Park. And it's beautiful outside. And San Francisco has rarely has this bright sunshine day, at least when I come. And today it's so perfect. And I came because I kind of feel sad and feel lost and felt, I kind of felt lost, felt sad, felt discouraged, felt no purpose, no meaning of life. The reason is that recently nothing seems works in my trying to make something out of my life. My Yiqi shop does not have any order. And another thing, my Instagram is not running. I have no time to care about it. I do not post. And my YouTube is not gaining any income. I do have revenue sharing, but it's just diminishing to such a miserable level. Anyway, so it seems on business-wise, or on something that I want to make my independent life, or something that in the social standard that we want to be make it, I totally not making it, and it's particularly bad these couple of days. So I was kind of not knowing what to do. Any effort does not make much sense. Sorry for the sound. Maybe there are some sound from the background. There was a video showing. I am a little bit distracted by any of the sounds, so cannot carry on my dialogue. Let me try. But then I came here, and I am sitting here on a Tuesday night. I cannot complain anything. I do not have the right to complain anything. I do not have the condition to complain anything. This is the life of a dream time. This is like a dream when there is not too many people. I came to museum during the week and enjoy sunshine and seeing there and pretending to be someone, to be not even pretending. I am just being myself, enjoying, and have this leisure time, have this time to kill. It's incredible. Sometimes we lost perspective of our life. When we compare people with making $1 million, we are poor. When we compare people with making $100,000, we are poor. When we compare people making more monies than us, we feel poor. But the truth is, why should we compare with the people have these achievements? We forget there are many measurements in life. Having time to see art, to see flowers, or not to see anything. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. It is one of the biggest achievements. Imagine when we make a lot of money, our goal is that we can sit in the museum during the day, whichever day we want, right? And I am living that life. Anyway, just a little bit of thought. Not to compare with other people's. Not to be influenced by others, we too often, too easily lose our perspective on the fortune we have, on the good things we have. Sometimes, just to give ourselves some time and stop, and just to stop any of these active thoughts, motivating thoughts, just to stop and think about this moment and not trying to force anything. Just live this moment, and it's good enough already. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Bye bye. Goodbye.